Welcome to the Team Flower Podcast. My name is Kelly, and we are gathering today to inspire you in your work with flowers.
Hello, hello. It's Janine here. I am going to chat with you a little bit about Christmas gifts, floral Christmas gifts. I was thinking about this recently because I always grew up as a creative person. And so as a child, I would, you know, make different types of ornaments or paintings or crafts or things like that to give to extended family. And I never really found my creative niche until I began floral design. And since then, I often felt like I missed out on being able to give my family like the best of my creativity because we all know flowers are expensive. So it wasn't like I could just go and buy a bunch of flowers to give to all of my extended family. So I'm sure that many of you have felt similarly. And so I just wanted to share a few ideas that you could use this year or next. It doesn't just have to be for Christmas. It could be for birthdays or for a baby shower or any kind of celebration. Just some different ways that you could celebrate someone you love in a cost-efficient way. So the first would be just a simple cut flower bud vase. You can get single bud vases from places like Hobby Lobby or TJ Maxx or Home Goods or anything like that. And you can just even grab a couple of bundles of flowers from the grocery store or from your local flower shop and make a simple cut flower vase for someone that you love. You could also utilize dried flowers, and there are so many options here. And it's really exciting because dried flowers are pretty popular these days, and they are more of an everlasting arrangement. And so you could do ornaments, or you could also do bud vases with dried flowers. There are some really neat wall hanging vases now that you could utilize with dried flowers. And you could even give a couple of bundles to a friend or family member for them to practice arranging. Maybe they have a creative eye too, and they might enjoy putting something together themselves. Of course, wreaths or swags, you could always do something like that, and that could be with greenery or dried flowers or even silk flowers that would last longer. So that could be a really great option. And then you could go out and forage for evergreen branches and different types of berries and pine cones and things like that, and just let your creativity flow. So I just don't want you, like me, to get in a spot where you feel like you can't give the best of your creativity to those who you love and care about as a gift because cost might be in the way. There are so many different ideas and so many different types of exploration that you can do with your own creativity to love on those you care about. And if you do any of these things, definitely write in and let us know what you decided to do and how you loved the world through flowers in a unique and different way. We would love to see that. May you all go forth and love the world through flowers. And we hope that you have a happy holiday and enjoy our time with our special guest today.
I have a feeling there's quite a lot of people who listen to this podcast. They're not florists, but they're thinking about it. Is that you? Are you dreaming of a life with flowers, but you just haven't taken that leap yet? Well, I wanted to make sure that you know about the How to Become a Florist class from Team Flower. It is designed to help people get on the path to a meaningful, passion-filled career in flowers that makes a difference in the world. You can use your passion for good, self-sustainable products and make people smile, because life is just, it's too short to have a career that you aren't passionate about. Now, I'm not offering, like, you know, a worry-free life. I'm not offering a life with no stress or a life that, you know, just involves birds, like, singing outside all the time. But I am offering you a passion-filled career, and passion is the thing that propels you through any and every obstacle that might come your way. So if a career in flowers is something that you've been thinking about, I hope you'll consider joining How to Become a Florist. We're starting class again tomorrow. You can hop in and join. You haven't missed a beat. Just go to howtobecomeaflorist.com to register, and I'll see you in class tomorrow. Again, that's howtobecomeaflorist.com. Today, our special guest is Raisa. She has LK Verdant in Lancashire, and she's an independent florist. She focuses on occasional and everyday flowers and parties, events, dinner settings, things like that. She's the mummy to two young boys, committed to offering timeless fun and unique floral arrangements. Her most special moments within her career have been her Vogue and Grazia feature, but her everyday job of creating and delivering to her local community brings her so much happiness. You can follow her on Instagram, LK Verdant. Again, that's LKVERDANT in LKVerdant.com as well. Welcome, Raisa. How are you today?
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's so wonderful to be able to connect with you. Tell us a little bit about what it's like in your part of the world.
Well, it's very cold. I'll tell you that. It's very, very cold, and it's definitely feeling like autumn. But yes, it's very beautiful to see all the orange leaves falling, and we're getting ready for Halloween. So very exciting weekend ahead.
Yes, very fun. Well, let's talk a little bit today about what you believe makes the floral industry so special. Let's jump in there and just invite all of our guests into just kind of a time of remembrance about why we're in what we're in and how it makes an impact on the world.
I think it's such a beautiful field to be in, to kind of showcase your personality and just who you are and what you're about through flowers. And I think that so many of us in this field have a genuine passion and love for flowers. So to be able to kind of work with them every single day and be able to smile every day because you're surrounded by something that you absolutely love, I think we're all very special, and I think we're all very privileged to be able to work with what we love.
So good. What's one of your favorite things about your kind of day-to-day occasional work that you do?
I think what I love the most is that no day is ever the same. Every single day is different. So one day you're creating for an anniversary, or then you could be working on something for someone who's lost somebody, and every single day it's different. And you have to kind of go with your emotions, so your natural emotions, and basically that creates something that kind of showcases through that. So for example, like if I'm feeling quite down one day, like sometimes it can reflect in my work because I work with darker colors. Whereas if I'm feeling happy another day, to be able to work with brighter colors, it kind of showcases that I'm feeling quite happy and chirpy today.
You know, it's so fun too, how with the changing of the seasons, the materials that we're working with are always have this nice ebb and flow to them, and they're always coming in different week to week, which is really fun. Tell us a little bit about some of your favorite flowers.
Well, I'm learning about new flowers, even 6 years in, you know, like it's just so beautiful to see that there's just new things that I've never seen before, never heard of before, but you know, I'm getting welcomed to them all the time. But I always work with what's in season, naturally what's in season. So like at this time of the year, you know, like working with hypericum berries and ivy and just all the flowers that are in this season right now. I just kind of love to embrace that.
Which of the four seasons is your favorite season? Do you have a favorite, or do you just love all of them for their unique things?
Definitely I'm torn between autumn and spring. They are definitely my most favorite times of the year to work with flowers, and I just feel like it's a transition, you know, like how they are so different. Like you've got the warm depth colors, and then you have the more pastels and softs going into the brights, them being so diverse. But then it allows you to kind of really explore your creativity with different types of flowers but also color. I just love it.
What are some things in the spring that you always look forward to having come out?
David Austin Rose is my absolute favorite rose.
Tell us a little bit about how you use those roses in your work. What are some projects that you work on across the everyday and the occasional? When are some great opportunities to be able to work those into your projects?
So I always love to use David Austin roses or garden roses as a focal flower. So when I'm making my vase arrangements, I always like them to be at the forefront, you know, like literally taking stage and having the other florals around them, dancing around them, but allowing the garden roses to really be the focal point. And I just love how they give off this beautiful scent, but they also are so different as well. Like there's so many different types and they just marry well, so good against other types of flowers. And also that just how diverse they are. So they complement other flowers so well, but there's no limit to them in terms of how you can create with them.
So fun. And as we move into summer, are there some things in there that you just really love working on? Maybe specifically as you're thinking about like a project for a flower arrangement that maybe needs to be out of water, or, you know, like a bouquet that's being carried, something that's that you feel like holds up really well in event situations for summertime.
Well, if I'm being honest, I've only just started to do events and that came from me doing the Vogue project. And that was creating a floral vase arrangement for a dinner setting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and at the back of that, I got an opportunity with Elizabeth Arden, the skincare brand, who wanted me to do something very similar. And because of that, my local community started to inquire for weddings, something that I thought I would do maybe in 10 years' time, when, you know, I built up the confidence. But I really just thought, do you know what? Let's go for it. Let's give it my best shot. And I think naturally, because I love dinner settings anyway, it's just become a success, because I think you can see the passion at the end result. And for me, there is no limit. So I don't limit myself to what I will create. It's always a case of what's your favorite colors? What are your favorite flowers? And then it's let me work my magic. And then I kind of just allow myself to get really creative. And the positive feedback that I receive from it, it's just so beautiful. And it just motivates and encourages me more. So I can't say that there is a specific floral feature that I want to do or I would love to do, because it always is a case of me just exploring my creativity kind of on the day, really. I have a vague idea in mind of what I want to create, but I never limit myself to what I will create, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Well, we can talk a little bit more about that, maybe kind of like your process of working with either a brand or a couple for an event that you're putting together. What does it look like whenever you're kind of talking through and setting those really practical like expectations with clients about what they can expect and how you work and all those kinds of things?
I think a lot of people come to me because they've seen my portfolio and they see like the quirkiness behind the brand and how different it is. And I say that because when I do have a consultation with a bride or with a brand, it's always kind of, we want you to do your thing. It's very rare that I will get very specific instructions from a client. But I do always like to draw up my plans and just to always check that there isn't any flowers they don't want me to include or that they would specifically like me to include.
Yes.
And then I will draw up a plan. I would love to meet my clients on a one-to-one just so they can kind of get to know me a little bit more and for me to take time out to show them that I care and that I want to understand them as a person and what their favorite things are. And I think you can always get a vibe off someone's personality and then you can bring that into your creations for them. So that's really important to me. And on a day-to-day, so going away from dinner settings, but on a day-to-day, if I'm creating a bouquet for someone, they always receive a picture before delivery just to make sure it's perfect. And that's something that I've developed to do this past year, to send them a picture to make sure they're very happy. And sometimes it'll be a case of, yes, I love it, but I'd love a little bit of more red, or I'd like a little bit more foliage. And I include that without an extra charge. It's something that I just offer because I love what I do. And then send them a picture of the edited work, and then I will go out and deliver it.
Very cool. Oh, that's so nice. I love that idea, and just so fun to have that collaborative type of experience. You know, there's not a lot of, there's not a lot of businesses. Sometimes I think that businesses can get over like too much policy in a way, where there's not enough room for collaboration with the customer and with the designer. So I love that you let them in on that process a little bit. And just, I imagine that the ratings, the happiness ratings just go through the roof whenever there's that type of feedback. That's really, really wise and super kind. I love that.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about some favorite tools and supplies that you like to use.
So I can't live without chicken wire. It sounds crazy, but chicken wire for a floral vase arrangement is an absolute must. So we're going away from foam now, you know, like the Oasis Posy pads, the foam, going away from that and using chicken wire. So we're more eco-friendly. And I also just believe that when you use chicken wire, like, your flowers are then able to kind of dance around a little bit more without so much structure. So I love to use chicken wire. I have to have cable ties on hand always, especially if I'm doing an installation or if I'm at a wedding decor. You'll always find cable ties in my back pocket. And then a good pair of scissors, of course. I'm sure every florist will agree with me on this one. And just to talk a little bit about that, we've just launched our own branded scissors with our sister brand Flower Fix. And they took us a while to design and to develop, but they are super, super sharp, exactly how a flower scissors should be. And they are just the perfect scissors for cutting and getting that really sharp edge. So yeah, I think that's my top three things that I always need.
Very cool. Tell us a little bit more about Flower Fix.
Flower Fix is our sister brand. So what we found was that we're very, very blessed and very lucky to have an audience that is nationwide and not just in my own hometown, but we wasn't able to hand deliver our flowers to that audience. And it made me feel really sad for a very long time because they wasn't able to experience El Kevadan and my service or my creativity. So what me and my husband decided to do was to open a letterbox company that we would send seasonal fresh flowers in the post in a very special liquid that we developed that keeps them hydrated throughout transit. And it comes in a bright pink box, and it comes with a really cute, funny card that you can choose. And we send them nationwide. So it's really, really fun. My husband has become a massive flower lover. I think he's at a point where he wants to quit his 9-to-5 day job and actually do flowers full time. He's loving it that much. And we started off doing it one day a week, but now we're doing 3 days a week because of how popular it's become.
That's very, very fun. What kind of feedback are you getting from that? What do people love about it?
I think it's very fun, very affordable too, and the quick turnaround time. So if, for example, if you ordered it on a Sunday, it's going to get shipped out on Monday and you're going to receive it on Tuesday. And I just think it's very different to El Kevadan. So we did that purposefully. So El Kevadan is more luxury and classy and elegant, I hope. I'm saying this, but I hope people agree. And then Flower Fix is more fun, and it's quite artsy, and that's the kind of vibe that we're trying to give off with Flower Fix.
I think it's so fun, just the ability that we have as business owners to have different brands and like slightly different companies, even inside of one company, to be able to have different sub brands and campaigns that can really appeal to different types of audiences. And it's one of those things where it's like, a lot of people who are listening to this podcast, you might be just getting started in your business, and it feels like the branding aspect of it is like, oh, I'm so afraid to, you know, make a choice about what my brand should look like. But really, over the course of your business, like you've modeled so well, Risha, is that you can have multiple things that kind of build and layer on top, and is so fun. And you are just really fantastic at branding. Would you like to talk a little bit more about that kind of in general?
Thank you so much. A lot of my branding is basically me and my personality. And I've always said that to my partner, Mohammed, that I want my personality to reflect in my brand. And I don't want to be something that I'm not, you know? So for example, my favorite color is black. So I'm going to run with having a black logo. And I'm only going to create bouquets and showcase bouquets of colors, of style that I love. My website is very much me. It takes time, and you have to have patience, but you have to also have dedication in ensuring that your personality is reflected in your brand too. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, like when we first started off, I always used to say, yeah, I love my website, but it just isn't me. I love our postcards and all of that, but it just isn't me. But it takes time. And also throughout the years, you're going to change as a person. So obviously throughout me building the brand, I've become a mom to two. So there's 15 months age gap between them.
Wow. Good job.
Some of you might think that I'm crazy. Probably am. But yeah, I've had two back to back. And just naturally, I changed as a person in terms of I became more responsible, you know, and I'm a mother now. And, you know, I wanted to incorporate me being a mom into my work. So, for example, I suffered with postnatal depression when I had my firstborn. So I launched a product that was related to mental health. And that was a Forever Rose that sat in different colours of pink hat boxes, a single one. And alongside that came branded mirrors. But on the mirrors was positive quotes, you know, like stay strong and be happy and, you know, kind of like through the rain, flowers grow. And I think what my point is that throughout your life and throughout your career, alongside your life, your personality will change. But then to embrace that and showcase that through your work can also be a huge positive.
That's so beautiful. I love that you're just kind of like in the flow of what life is and what is happening, and open and sharing that with other people. And whenever we do that, it really resonates.
And I mean, I think when people can relate to you as a person, so a person behind the brand, I think that's when people enjoy buying from you and buying into your business and supporting your business and you as a person, because they can relate to who you are. They might not be a mother, for example, but they would be able to relate to you in other ways. Like, for example, you know, you're young and you're chasing your dreams, or that you loved your job, which I did in the NHS, but I always had a dream to be a florist, and I just kind of went for it and took that risk and took that plunge. So I think it's just the more you showcase your personality and your lifestyle, the more people can kind of understand who you are and who the person is behind that business.
Oh, so, so good. You've shared so many amazing things. We're so thankful that you were here on the interview at Team Flower today. I wonder what would be, if you could share anything with the floral community, what would be that one thing that you would want them to hang on to after they close the podcast for today?
To embrace your uniqueness and to always believe in yourself and your uniqueness, and never try to follow everybody else. Just embrace the difference that you have and showcase it within your work.
That's so beautiful. Do you happen to have any advice if somebody happens to be feeling a little bit lost about who am I? What would be a good way for somebody to, or maybe a question to ask or a place to go where people could really get a little bit of clarity about that?
I mean, I've been in that position, you know, especially when I had my children, and I would go for walks in the countryside and I'd be surrounded by beautiful seasonal flowers, and I'd pick them and I would go back home and I would create with them. And I think being out there in the fresh air makes you feel really good. And it's hard to, when it's cold, it is hard to kind of just force yourself to get out there. But I promise you, once you do and you get back and you make that vase arrangement and you showcase it on your platform, you're going to feel 1,000 times better. Because it could just take that one person, you know, that one person on your following list or on your platform to just praise your work or just remind you of how amazing you are and how great your work is, just to give you that positive energy that you need.
Thank you so much for sharing that and just for sharing your heart and all of that. Everybody head over and check out the Instagram LK Verdant in lkverdant.com.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. You can find us over at teamflower.org for more resources like this one. And while you're there, check out the Team Flower Conference. That's where we all gather to learn and grow together. It is magic. You are magic. The work that you do with flowers matters. And we are so grateful for you. Keep going. You're doing a good job.